We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, you can shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mickey Sudo is on the line. Now, we've never spoken with her, and Crowder's on vacation. Ira Winderman is filling in. She is the number one ranked female competitive eater in the world, five-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Champion. She will defend her title on July 4th. I get into my George Shea thing. I start to amp it up.
Nice paper hat you're wearing also.
Oh, am I jealous of him with that hat. She will defend her title 4th of July on Coney Island. It is the biggest event on the docket for competitive eating, and she's on the line right now. Hello, Mickey.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are a 1-15 favorite. I don't know if you're a gambler, if you pay attention to the odds, but you are I'm a gambler, and I pay attention to the odds. You're a 1-15 favorite, according to Las Vegas, to win the hot dog eating competition July 4th.
Yeah,
which means you're a bigger favorite. You're a bigger favorite than Joey Chestnut in the men's division.
Yeah.
So now what do you, you're a competitor. You're an athlete. George Shea has hammered it home. These are athletes here. You are by far the favorite to win. Do you worry about taking your foot off the pedal a little bit and making a mental error?
Yes and no. Honestly, this year I'm going in possibly the least stressed I've ever competed. In the last 6 years. I just have like an amazing support group, which sounds so cheesy, but like I've got some great friends who have, you know, just been incredibly supportive along the way. I had a great boyfriend who will be there supporting me the day of. My brother and his, you know, beautiful family, like they're all going to be there. I couldn't ask for anything more. Like my birthday happens to be in July and I could care less about it. It's like Nathan's is like every holiday and every best day wrapped into one. So,
but do you feel like maybe you've lost the eye of the tiger?
You know, maybe, but it, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, the girls' contest really isn't given. It's not taken too seriously to begin with.
It doesn't air on ESPN, right? They only show the men's contest?
Exactly. So, you know, I have my feelings about that, and every year I go in with a chip on my shoulder. But this year, I could probably care less because I know that I'm going to have a great experience. And, yeah, we're not acknowledged half. I mean, like, the women's contest is like a – I won't say it, but I feel a certain
you
way
sort
about
of did.
That.
I like this. I feel like we're getting into that.
Now that we have stole controversy.
You're getting way too raw of an interview.
I like it. This is like the Women's World Cup, and they're underpaid athletes.
Is there a boycott coming on July 4th? Will there be some sort of action we need to know about in advance?
No, because it wouldn't make a damn bit of a difference. Like, if I decided not to compete on July 4th, they would probably find any other half Asian American person and nobody would be like any wiser.
What is happening here? Mickey Sudo, is there a festering anger towards Major League Eating?
We have found the voice of women's competitive eating.
What is happening here?
No, Major League Eating, like I will have to say this for the record. Major League Eating has been amazing towards me. Nathan's has been amazing towards me. And, you know, I am very, very grateful for the opportunities and experiences that they've given me. Because, you know, I've gotten to, like, eat, travel, compete, make money, see some really cool places. You know, it's like, I wouldn't trade this for the world. But, you know, I don't have much say when it comes to, you know, the screen time. And unfortunately, screen time equals sponsorship equals a paycheck. And without that, you know, how can I not feel bitter to some extent? But it is what it is, and it's fine, and I'm just going to make the most of it.
I mean, this is a shocking, revelatory interview. I think this has taken a turn I didn't see coming, but I love it. There's a festering anger here from Mickey Sudo, and you feel, and by the way, probably rightfully so, underappreciated for what you bring to the sport.
Mickey, is
what it is. Like, because I know how passionate I am about the 4th of July, and I care about putting on a great show, and I care about, you know, the fans that, you know, trek for miles to come support me, and I want to do the best that I can, and I'm not capable of doing so because I'm not valued on primetime TV, and it is what it is. So, you know, if I ever come across as being bitter or angry, it's just because I care, and I care about my fans, and I want them to, you know, be. I want my fans to, you know, I don't know, like, be part of this experience as much as possible.
I mean, we've seen this in women's soccer. We've seen it with the WNBA. Is it the point where maybe this is a hard, difficult career choice because of the inequity? And if you don't mind us asking, since you've been so honest and forthright here, what is the difference in prize payoff and sort of treatment between the men's and the women's contest?
Well, I mean, I will say, you know, for what it's worth, the purse is the same, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
So, you know, first place pays out 10 grand for the men and for the women. And I do, of course, feel grateful because, you know, Joey Chestnut, who's won however many years in a row, has eaten close to double what I do. I mean, I don't think, you know, my 41 hot dogs in 10 minutes is nothing. But when he's busting when he's pushing his body to the extreme and doing 70 plus, I don't feel like it's fair that we get paid equally. You know, I definitely give credit where credit's due. But with that said, the screen time and the sponsorships and the endorsements.
Did they just cut her off? This is crazy what's going on here. She's throwing bows. Am I incorrect here?
I don't know if you've done, was it George Shea's the name? You might have done your last George Shea interview ever.
I mean, she's throwing bows. I got to see what happened there. I don't know if did her boyfriend hang up the phone?
No, I think it's a company cell phone that's been canceled. I think there was a frantic call to AT&T.
Wow. That was, when I tell you.
I never thought, okay, I'm going to phrase this. I never thought we'd have an explosive competitive eating conversation. If we did, I did not think it would be explosive in this form.
Her phone's off.
I'm staggered by what just transpired here.
Keeps going straight to voicemail.
Maybe the battery just ran out. I don't want to, in one breath, she said she was very grateful. By the way, I understand the inequity there because right. They do. They televised the men's portion
and
of
I
it.
And I didn't realize they didn't televise the women's
portion.
Yeah,
they've never televised the women's
And yet they made
portion.
Her available through their PR staff to you.
Well, I asked for her.
Let us know there was one. But the fact that I didn't realize the paychecks were the same.
Right, so the paychecks are the same.
So
and then she said she almost felt bad that they are the same because Joey Chestnut can eat so many more hot dogs. I don't know. I find that I don't know exactly what just transpired.
I had
there.
So many more questions. There was so much more to ask there.
It went in a direction from the get-go that I didn't see. I am absolutely blown away because she really is. When I say she's a 1 to 15 favorite,
right.
For those of you that don't gamble, that means you would bet $150 to win $10. Like she's
more than like Tiger Woods in his prime.
Correct. Like she's more than
Tom Brady.
Joey Chestnut, who's going to win the men's division. I can't believe how seriously we're talking about this, but Joey Chestnut, who's going to win the men's division, is 1 to 10, which means you bet $100 to win $10. She's 1 to 15, so she's going to win. And she feels I would guess this, because Badlands Booker's coming on tomorrow. He's got a YouTube channel now called Badlands Chugs. Right. So you see him on TV a lot and you see him at Nathan's and it helps build his brand. His Badland Chugs YouTube channel has just about 1 million subscribers. And she's probably looking at Joey Chestnut doing talk shows and Badlands Booker with the YouTube subs and going, hey, give me a little FaceTime and I can build my brand as well.
So. I think that we need to get Steve Goldstein back on the phone because forget the Roberto Luongo. We have the news of the day right here.
I actually think that this is national news.
Now, did this go out immediately to, like, National Eaters
How
Magazine?
How does this work, Solana?
Huh?
Wow. That was something. I didn't even get to my bowel movement question.
Yeah, I really thought we weren't going to get there. I thought we had talked about that in the pre-show.
All right, let's gather ourselves. I'm going to check in with Major League Eating. You find out if she's all right, Solana, and then we'll maybe speak with her later, maybe not.
You might have ended a career.
I'm rattled.
You might be part of the first pre-event DQ.
Or we may be the champions of gender equality in a sport.
Oh, I thought you could say something else. No, I thought you said that you would now play the field of everyone else in the betting line, so when she drops out, we can make a score.
I think we may be the champions of gender equality in this sport. I think we may be able to lead this charge with Mickey Sudo.
And I'll tell you why you can't. Because if you read anything on the text machine right now, that would end that in a hurry.
Hold on, let me take a look here. No, but there are, listen to this. Huck, this is crazy. I hope they didn't take her out. Did someone just get assassinated? Do you think they would assassinate her?
Competitive eating. We've talked about the whole competitive eating hit squads. It's like when you go to Japan, what is it, the Yakuza or whatever?
This is crazy. Wow, conspiracy time, fellas. They cut her phone off. I'm looking at these texts. This is crazy. I don't know what just happened. I don't know what just happened. All right, we'll take a break here. I am going to try to figure out what just happened. I'm going to email George Shea, or should I just let it? I don't know what to do. You've reached out to her, just keeps going to voicemail?
Keeps going to voicemail.
What the hell just happened?
Or did she realize that she went somewhere she didn't want to go?
I'm thinking that's possible as well. She doesn't do a ton of media, so...
I think it was your probing interview style. I turned to you, and for a moment, I saw Larry King.
My probing interview style. I go, you're a 1-15 favorite. And then she just unleashed on the league.
And it was a pleasure to be here for the O'Reilly Factor.
Wow. All right. We're gonna take a break and we'll come right back after this.
Fair and balanced. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Mickey Sudo is back on the line.
She lives.
I had legitimate concern that George Shea and Major League Eating had her assassinated during that interview because it ended so abruptly and she was throwing haymakers. I thought she's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Mickey Sudo is the number one ranked female competitive eater in the world. So it was just a regular disconnection. You were not silenced by a governing body?
No, not yet.
Now, have you said this stuff before publicly? Have you said this to George Shea?
Yeah, I've been pretty vocal about, there's some great female competitors that deserve acknowledgement. And I just feel that, if we're allotted a 1 hour time slot on a major cable network, I don't see why, some guy from the middle of nowhere who's going to eat like 10 hot dogs gets a full introduction when that's trade-off, for some of like the girls that really deserve some shine.
No, it seems like a fair criticism.
What happened when you raised these points? What was the answer?
I'm pretty sure nobody cares.
Okay.
Well, we care.
We care.
It is what it is. And the thing is, I'm very, very grateful for having the platform and all the experiences and the opportunities that Major League Eating and ASPN has awarded me. I just think that things might, they could be done better. And, right. And the thing is, like, it's not even for my own 15 seconds of fame, because if there's an hour-long package and 5 minutes are allotted to the women, well, about 4.5 minutes of that, my time. So I don't need any extra acknowledgement. I just think that things could be done a little bit more equally.
Mickey Sudo is with us. If you weren't listening in the last segment, she got disconnected. I thought she may have been taken out.
We put out calls.
Yeah,
I was nervous. We contacted the authorities.
I was legitimately nervous for you. I thought maybe you had spoken just too much and they couldn't take anymore. But Mickey Sudo is
I would be careful what you eat next week.
She's the number one professionally ranked female competitive eater in the world. She wins the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island. So have you had this attitude for a while, or is this something new where you go, you know what? I'm because I'm so good, you're the LeBron James of women's competitive eating, you go, I've gotta be the voice because no one else can be.
Yeah, I mean part of me feels like it is kind of part of my obligation for better or worse, because for over a decade there have been no changes, if not me, then who? I would like to see a little bit more coverage be given to women, because, I don't know. it is what it is. And what do I have to say?
I think you've been very clear, and I think you've been very forthright and very open and honest here, because I was going to ask you, how do you prepare to eat that many hot dogs and what's the aftermath like? And it took a direction that I wasn't expecting. But now I'm going to ask
you. Now you got all the questions.
Now I'm going to ask you that. How do you prepare for Thursday, July 4th?
This year's been a little bit different in that, I was that jerk who I brought all four of my belts because I wanted that photo opportunity, knowing that I was going to win my fifth.
Right.
And I had all my belts underneath the table on contest day. So I was kind of like arrogant and, all that. But this year I've had to accept the help of, people who've gotten me through a lot of things. So it's been a lesson in sportsmanship and stability, and some of the big support has come from my direct rivals. So Michelle Lesko, who has, been second place for the last 2 years, she's pushed me at the indirectly.
Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. We're having a tough time with your phone line there. Let me put her on hold. See if you can get reconnected with her. I mean, this has been a
whirlwind.
It's a competitive eating whirlwind, but I don't want to miss a word of what she's saying. And so I want to make sure that we have a good connection with her there. Mickey Sudo.
Now, have you asked this question before of how they prepare for this? In other words, if a marathon runner loads on carbs.
Right.
I doubt a competitive eater loads on carbs.
Well, everybody's a little bit different, but George Shea was telling us yesterday that Joey Chestnut stops eating on Sunday night. So his final meal is Sunday
night.
4 days
out?
Doesn't eat again till Thursday when they do the competition. He'll drink water and coffee, and that is it, because he completely clears out. Okay, she's back. All right, I'm sorry. I want to hear what you have to say, and your phone line was a little bit bad there. So you were saying how you prepare.
So I've just been very fortunate that the girl who's my biggest rival at the table is also my biggest supporter, and I do all my practices with her. So I'm lucky that I have that.
Practices? What's a practice?
I think it's just here today. Yep, not again. Where we set up 80 hot dogs and go at it in midnight contest conditions.
So how close to the event will you hold? In other words, when is or was your last practice?
Honestly, today is probably going to be the last one.
Wow.
That I can probably do. Because I fly out on June 29th. So I don't have that much more leeway.
So a week before the event, you will literally do the event. It's sort of like running a marathon before you run a marathon.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then what happens like the week prior? So if you do it today is Wednesday, and now you've got Thursday to Thursday. Do you limit what you eat? Do you try to eat more to stretch the stomach? Like what's
no.
the...
Yeah, no, I live off of pretty much like, you know, Americanos and protein shakes and yogurt and almond milk. And it's tough because New York's not the best place for, it's not the most cost-efficient place for me to like stockpile groceries, but, you know, I do what I can.
I'm just curious because I was looking through some of your background also, and I've always wondered about this. So you do the complete eating circuit also, right? I've seen you with hamburgers, and I think chicken wings and other things. Is there a competition you will not do? Do you draw the line at certain things, whether it's the mayonnaise eating contest or something like that? Are there things you've said no to?
I've turned down... oysters in New Orleans, crawfish, just because there's something about beheading and dismembering creatures in competition that is not all that appealing to me. With that said, I have done an oyster eating competition in Ireland just because it, you know, I got a 5-day all expenses paid trip to, you know, Hillsborough and Dublin or Belfast. Out of it. But no. Thankfully I haven't had to eat anything all that weird.
What about an eating contest that you've participated in and when it was over you said to yourself, I will never eat that again. This was not what I expected.
There have been a few things that I didn't expect to do. You know, for the most part, like my experience has been positive. So,
what's your absolute favorite contest? When you see this contest roll around, you go, "Yeah." I mean, obviously, the money and the glamour of Nathan's is big, but like a certain food item where you go, "Oh, that one's over in Roanoke. I'm going to that because that I love."
You know, I do like chicken wings and I do like ribs, so. Yeah, those could be in the middle of nowhere, and I would probably sign up as long as it made sense.
How does it work with those two as far as how much of the product you've eaten? In other words, obviously you can leave stuff on chicken wings, you leave stuff on ribs. Is there actually a competitive manual of how much of the rib or wing has to be eaten to count as one completed product?
Well, that's the big difference between Major League Eating and the independent circuit, because our contests are incredibly technical in that everything's done by weight. So while the numbers will be translated into however many ribs or however many chicken wings, it was actually the weight displacement. So they'll weigh our bowls before we eat and afterwards and, you know, kind of just like figure out like a number that makes sense. And that's how that's done. So it's very fair.
Mickey Sudo. I mean, this is fascinating. I could do three segments of this because I love this. But we are up against a break.
Not a very good show.
I know this is indelicate, but what is like the recovery time after eating all those hot dogs? Like that can't be the fun part.
Oh, just say it. What's the day after and the hours after like?
I would say, like a good, it doesn't sound as extreme as it feels, but, you know, probably a day where I'm just kind of miserable and, you know, my body's not used to taking in, you know, fats and calories and, you know, but you just have to adapt to it. But that's probably because on a regular basis, I eat pretty healthy. And so, you know, when you go from like kale and quinoa and avocado to a bunch of, you know, buns and hot dogs,
your body's going to react a certain way.
Yeah, I can't believe that you recover after a day, though. Like, I feel like I'd be walking around feeling disgusting for a week.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not saying anything about Nathan Patrick, because I definitely, I enjoy the food, but, you know, whenever you push your body to the extreme for 10 minutes, you're going to feel the consequences for some time. But I now hold the world record for hot dish. I didn't even know.
I saw that on
was.
Your Twitter account. That doesn't look pleasant. I've never heard of that.
Nope. I have family in Minnesota, and I still didn't know what hot dish was until like 2 weeks before doing this contest. Hot dish, kimchi, and ice cream. Three things that I really don't eat on a regular basis. They're all great for like the first minute or two. But I'm the anti-carb people. I do love kimchi, but I probably wouldn't eat that much sodium. Ice cream.
Well, you never know what twists and turns life is going to throw at you. But that can't be pleasant either. Eating that much ice cream has to actually be physically painful.
It was. When you feel your organs twitching, you have to wonder like what kind of life decisions led you to this point. But it was a great event, and it was fun, and I hope to have this back sometime soon.
Well, we wish you well on July 4th. I have to tell you, this was as shocking an interview as I've ever had on the radio. Out of left field, you came in throwing haymakers.
There will be change.
I loved it. I hope that. I hope you do foment change.
I have not been known to follow the rules, so.
I can tell.
That's really good.
We've had our Billie Jean King moment.
I can
that's
tell.
For sure.
Mickey Sudo, she is the number one professional female competitive eater. Good luck on Coney Island. We're going to be rooting for you.
Good luck. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
I am a fan of hers.
Okay,
man.
I did not expect today to be talking about organ twitching or weight displacement today. So
I am a fan. Mickey Sudo. Follow her on Twitter. OMG, it's Mickey, and it's MIKI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.